Are we set? I'll hit the go live button and we'll be off.
Please do. While you're doing that, I'm just gonna get some stronger cardboard. Carry on.
I'm gonna get you one of those. Don't you get those little rubber things? Like the little person with the hands, and the hand holds onto the phone for you, and it keeps it in place.
Can you get
phone stands in 2024? No.
Oh, the phone stand.
The entire industry thinks that phones are not going to last for much longer.
Well, you can get those fancy-smancy ones. I've just adapted an empty toilet roll.
Yes, but you need to fix it every week.
Well, no. I can get a new one every week because we go through at least one a week, so I could get a new one every week and go with it. At the moment, this is working very well.
I am Ross. Joining me, as always, is my co-host Ian, and together with the mild sniffle between only 50% of us, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. We went back to darks because I was trying to have a look at the spreadsheet, and honestly, it's been a while since we've even had a themed night, because we've been talking to, Steve over at Brick and Bark, we talked to Chris out of Patty's, we talked to Aaron out of Lazy Bear, you were gone one week, so I had Ananda in here, and honestly, I think it's been a while since we've done something. Yeah, you missed those ones, and then before then we were talking to James. We haven't had a good dark beer night, and they're sitting in there. They're literally going bad. I have there's a microscopic hole in this one here, but we went to the dark beers. We got some porters, and the mild excitement is that this is the first time we're trying one from Meander River, which is
indeed. I was just looking at your Punch Hill Porter can, not yours, mine. And looking for a date that we might have purchased these on, or even the date that it was canned. I can see bugger all. I can't find anything here that's going to give me any indication when we got these. But I've got a feeling it might be a couple of years, Ross. As long as that.
I don't think it was that long. No, they seem a little newer than that. There's one or two in there that I have had for a very long time, and they're definitely out of circulation. There's pluses and minuses to having 50 craft beers in your closet/ beer fridge, and one is you can only drink a couple of, you know, a day, and we only drink a couple of weeks, so honestly 50 lasts us 20 some weeks. Math is correct there.
That's true.
And
of course, one of the big pluses about having 50 craft beers in your fridge is you've got 50 craft beers in your fridge.
That's the big plus. I do like that. That little fact, yeah. That's a beauty of one. Oh, I'm gonna sniffle and blow my nose every now and then, so hopefully it doesn't get too bad. But first up from Smokehouse Nano Brewery out of Berwick, Nova Scotia, we have discussed this, and we accuse them of maybe not being a nano anymore, but we'll let them explain that for themselves. We get them in here. It is coming in at 5.2 ABV down in the tiny letters there next to the... Oh, there's the date. Found it. At, what's that say? 2-3... No, wait. S... 2-2-1-0-2-3. So what's the... Or is that a 2-4?
Okay, it's exactly... Are you kidding? That's exactly 1 year ago today. 22nd of October, 23. And today is it not the 22nd of October?
That might be a 9, actually. So this might be from 1994.
That ruins the symmetry.
Well,
here's the symmetry.
Here's the plan. It's beer. We're going to drink it. But it does say it's a 5.2% ABV, and it also has the IBUs on there. So 30 IBUs for a nice, tasty porter. The side of the can, the description thereof, says this is a classic-style porter created by fellow brewer Gerald Peters. Crafted for porter fans, Punch Hill is well-balanced with just enough smoked malt to bring together the flavors of the British malts, a nice sipping-style brew. I like the sounds of all of that. I'm also remembering, that sounds familiar, created by fellow brewer Gerald Peters. I feel like Smokehouse has got a couple of Gerald Peters brews, even though he's not officially the brewer, the master brewer. So I think he's just a local guy who they get recipes from, which is cool. Again, can't wait to talk to them about some of these little facts. Mine, with that little hole in the top, and it did not have much... The squeeze was gone. I think it will hopefully only affect the carbonation, so I might not get a lot of head off of this one. I'm going to try my best to pour it, like, terrible.
I've got lots of head. Mine's... Look. Look. It's a Mr. Whippy. I got a Mr. Whippy.
I'm quite the opposite. Oh, dear.
Wow, it's crazy. For goodness sake. It's just rough.
On the bright side, I got it all in the glass with no real big effort whatsoever. In fact, and the head on it, it does sort of look like someone might have done a vomit in my pint glass. The top head on this is not appetizing at all.
Is that the verb? Done a vomit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, someone's poured a melted ice cream into my glass.
Mm.
That's what my looks. Well, 180 degrees from what yours does, but yes. I guess the reason yours was punctured.
Infiltrated by tiny nano creature insects that ate their way through the metal top.
Well, you can't then honestly do anything other than just say this is a spoiled review, mate, unfortunately, because yours isn't going to take like what it should.
Yeah. It's probably a spoiled batch, or not a batch, but this is definitely a ruined can because I held on to it too long. Temperatures change, things go wonky in your brew closet there. But
well, mine's looking crazily. I mean, it's not even clear. I'm getting. This could take a while.
I know.
So why don't you just drive over here now, and by the time you get here, in about 40 minutes,
the
foam may have gone.
Mine's giving off a bit more of a hoppy smell, but I am getting a very sweetened, malty, dark beer smell off the back of it. So I'm wondering, is there a sourness, like a sour bitterness to yours? Because mine just might be the fact that it's soured and not very good.
It's definitely malty.
Mm.
The moment, I'm just smelling all the froth.
I'm so sad.
My nose in the can.
Supposed to be so delicious. I'm going to drink mine just so that I can try to describe what a bad beer is. So I'll go ahead without you for a change.
I pity you. I do. I sympathize right now. I'm going to just... I'm going to look at your face. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Go ahead, help that the Punch Hill Porter tastes better than that. Ooh. Okay, yeah. Many things have gone wrong there.
I'm going to spoon out with my finger. Yeah, hang on a minute. I'm going to have to go down into the foam and find the beer. Bear with me.
The plan will be to return to Smokehouse, see what else they've got, put my name down on the counter once more for them to come and have a chat with us, and to try their porter. I feel like I tried it in the pub. I don't know if I tried it on the tap in here behind me or not. You're going to have to describe for two this week, sadly.
Mine?
Also?
I mean, there was plenty of head on it, so yes. That's not my issue. Hang on. Oh, there is the coffee. There is a bitter coffiness to it.
Okay.
Hang on.
Did they say coffee?
I've probably given myself way too much foam.
Well balanced, just enough smoked malt. Okay, so maybe the smoke is the coffee flavoring to bring together the flavors of British malts.
Interesting. It's got a bit of coffiness to it. Some bitterness to it. I'm not getting any sweetness at all.
Well,
they didn't say there was, did they? So there's nothing sneaking in there that they haven't described.
No,
it's very, very dry. Very bitter.
It says it's a sipping style brew, so maybe you need to stop taking the big swig mouthfuls there. Maybe I need to stop. I mean, dare I make another attempt?
The word sour as well. I'm not sure whether mine has suffered. It's a year, but we've had beers, like you say, that have sat there longer than that, though it's still been fine. But
so it could just be the can. Maybe the can gave up the ghost, and maybe some cans are better than others. I can't imagine.
Yep, blah, blah, blah.
That's highly disappointing for me that mine isn't good enough to drink. I was kind of hoping that yours was salvageable. What was the squeeze like on the side of it? Was it still pretty pressurized? Well, obviously, because otherwise you wouldn't have had any head to it.
110%. It was hard. It was hard. There was no give. I think mine might have gone over a little bit as well. It's very bitter, a little sour. It has a slightly coffee-ishness to it, but I'm not sure whether it necessarily wants to have.
I know we've had a couple like this where ones they seem a little sour, sort of and something seems to have gone wrong. But yeah, this is definitely on our side that something has definitely gone wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Smokehouse Nano. I do apologize. I believe you even remarked, or was that Meander River? Someone remarked or put a little like button next to it on that. So can't say anything about that. Have enjoyed some others from Smokehouse, and especially when a Smokehouse beer says it's going to be smoky, I'm sort of like, we would like to deal some smoke. So I will reach out again. It's honestly their tap room, their Berwick location is right in between our two houses, so we do go past it often enough.
Oh, really? Where is it?
Smokehouse Nano? Berwick. It's literally up the road
Why would that be? Why would that be between our two houses?
Aren't you? Oh, don't. No, never mind.
I'm in Waterville.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. Now I've got plenty of all over the into my mouth. It's a little bit like one of those black lagers that we have. I'm kind of getting out. Like it's reminiscent of that. Not portery, which is why I think it's kind of gone not where it should have gone. It's lost. There's no, you know, when porters, they have that richness that the lighter beers don't have. They not quite, not as much as a stout probably, but they still have a maltier richness to it. But the dark lagers tend to take on some of that kind of smokiness and maltiness the porters have. This is kind of like drinking a black lager, but I don't think it's meant to taste like this. I will give that experience. So we need to go again.
My thing about the porters sometimes is that it's a dark beer without all that much body to it, and I always want more body to the beer, and the lack of body, I feel something happens where it falls apart, and then you get that weird sour flavor to a dark beer. Whereas stout, it seems more difficult to do that because it's just got more of a body, it's just got more of a thickness to it. But these thin porters, if you don't, if you look at them funny, they're like an avocado. They're just they can immediately go off and not be quite what you're looking at.
This is fizzy, Ross, and I don't want a porter to be fizzy, which is why I'm thinking it's almost got the texture of a lager.
Oh, we did try the Checkers Porter. I was down in Windsor this afternoon, and I was waiting around because my daughter was paddling on the lake, so I was trying to get a bit of work done, and I tried very hard to be a good boy and go to the cafe to get some work done, and I wandered around the corner, and it says, oh, we are closed until further notice, until later in October, when there's going to be a change in hands and management and whatnot. And I went, oh, well, where else can I go with some Wi-Fi? That's nearby.
Right.
And just around the corner, of course, it's Schoolhouse Brewery. And I went, well, I'll just, you know, I'll pop in and I'll get a little tiny one. And I did. I got a little tiny one, but I got the Checkers Porter. And, oh, it is, honestly, the memory of that Checkers Porter from today is sustaining me through this. I ruined it. No fault to Smokehouse. I can't wait to try this again. But I had a very delicious Checkers Porter this afternoon that didn't have that. It had gone wrong flavor to it.
Yeah. Where can I go that has Wi-Fi in Windsor? You could have gone the other way and gone to Tim Hortons, but you chose to support your local craft breweries.
Yes, I did. I was supporting my local coffee roasteries first, so I wasn't going commercial in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, second choice was definitely Schoolhouse.
Yes, I'm kind of persevering with this. It is it is sourish, and if this is how it should taste, which I doubt it is, then I won't be ordering another. But I'd like to go into Smokehouse and maybe they've got them on tap. Maybe we have a half a glass in there and see.
Yeah, maybe, it might be time to go try some flights in some interesting places.
Yeah,
as we want to do.
Can't mark this. Can't mark this at all, mate. We can't mark this. It's unmarkable. It's unremarkable.
Okay. Unremarkable. No, that's remarking. That means that we've marked it first, right?
Yeah, we did it first.
That's how. That's how the English language works. Well, anyway, then we get to move on quickly to the 355 mil one, the much smaller. So from Meander River. Now Meander River says that they are out of Ashdale. It's Ashport. Out of Ashdale, Nova Scotia, which is in Hants County. It's a little further inwards from Windsor there. And this is our first one that we've had on the show from Meander River, and doesn't say farm and brewery, so very off the beaten track a little bit. But here on the website, because it doesn't say in the can, the Smoky Chipotle Porter is a bronze winner at the 2018 Canadian Brewing Awards in the category of experimental.
Experimental, does it say experimental? In the genre or across the whole board?
It won in the. It got a bronze for experimental.
Okay, it doesn't say it was within the porter.
I don't think there's such thing as experimental porter. I feel like experimental is just its own thing. So this was up against the the coconut mint lager.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's high praise indeed. If this comes third in all the experimental beers in Canada.
Yep.
Wow, this might be something.
Well, also, for a porter, so smoky chipotle with chipotle peppers, it says on there, but it also, a little below it, says 7.2%.
I'm slightly scared, actually, because I've, to my recollection, I've only ever done one other beer that has hot things
it's in it. A spice and, to it.
Absolutely. And that was my very first dip into your little podcast there about 3 years ago when we sat on the deck and had the Good Robots El Diablo.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
With Mexican peppers in it. And it was an experience, I will say that. I can't recall having another beer that has anything spicy in it. Of course, we have spices all the time with the seasonal ales, but not hot peppery spice.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't love that beer, I gotta admit. It was very, very unusual and quite unique. Now, if this is an award winner, then I'm excited.
I've got some water to drink should it get super spicy. Okay. Are you prepared with a little sip of something?
I always have my water.
Okay.
Always
have my water. So, the description on the website for this one, because it doesn't fit on the can apparently, is smoky, chocolatey, fresh, dark roast coffee are the intense aromas coming off of Meander River's award-winning smoky chipotle porter. To the eye, the beer is clear and dark chocolate in color with dense mocha brown foam. This robust palate is smooth and silky with notes of dark chocolate, bitter roasted coffee, and a warming chipotle heat that builds with each sip. The finish is long and cozy.
Wow. If ever you wanted to have a beer after a description, that's it, isn't it? Warm, cozy as well. I did find that with peppers, of course, specifically, and chilies and Indian foods, etc. It does, the spice just gets hotter and hotter the longer it's in your mouth. And I found that with those El Diablos. We had two cans of it, if you remember. The first one didn't do much for me. But by the end of the second one, I was like I was eating a chili.
Yeah, you were enjoying that one.
This is going to be interesting.
Where's my picture of Meander River? It did exist. I know it's in here somewhere. Okay. There it is. found it. There's the one with the dog. All right, we're here in Meander River. Now, I have a question as we crack this and kind of wait for the whole thing. The word, am I think I'm saying Chipotle correctly. I hope I am.
I hear it called Chipotle as well. There's no accent on it, but that's the only way I've ever heard it pronounced is Chipotle. So
well,
let's go with it.
As a youngster in my teens, for people who didn't know any better, the first time I heard it, I've heard it a couple times as Chipotle, with the T and the L mixed, but I think that's just lazy American.
Yeah.
How does one say Chipotle?
No, that's a misnomer. Well, it's like probably like around here when you hear people saying across, they put, you know, like letters or move them around in the word just because they've misheard it themselves, and it's almost become the norm to say it then. Oh, aluminum. There's another one, of course. Aluminium. That's a different thing entirely. Of course, we just pronounce it differently. If you were right there in that lovely establishment behind you, yes, if you were to turn left out of there, if you turned round and looked at the bar and turned left, you would go out into their patio.
Mm.
It's not actually a patio. I think it's just gravel. But it is the most gorgeous scenery, really. Honestly, the beautiful. If I didn't send a photograph of it to you, I think I will. It's bless you again. It's right there, kind of in a valley, and it's got the hills beyond it, and lovely rolling green fields and trees everywhere, and it's beautiful, Ross. It's quite a place to sit. And in one of those Adirondack chairs, as they've got liberally placed around the place outside, to really take in that view. If I cannot recommend highly enough taking a drive just beyond Windsor there for you, because it's very close to you anyway, and just sitting there and taking in that view, drinking it in while you have one of Meander River's lovely award-winning brews.
I definitely need to get in and try some more. We've got some in the cupboard, so hopefully they don't go bad either.
Right, I'm not on commission, but it probably sounds like I am. After you're going to be dreadful tomorrow night. You're going to be coughing and spluttering over everybody. We'll be in the front row,
sure,
and you'll be
am.
Giving us burgies.
No, because you're always the most contagious before you start showing symptoms. So I was contagious like
That's
2
true.
Days ago, and
that
I will just be I'll just be gross. I won't be contagious.
Bring that into your act.
Yeah. It's all right, everyone. I'm gross. I'm not contagious. So, the correct pronunciation that I'm reading on a few different posts here is Chipotle. Chipotle.
Ah,
not Chipotle. Chipotle. However, the worst thing you could say is Chipotle and get the T and the L mixed, and apparently that's a pet peeve of someone. So that's much like when you meet people that say February.
Yeah. Is this Mexican? Is Chipotle? Is it Mexican?
Yes.
I don't know why. There was a caveat to that. What is that? Sure. I think you were guessing.
No, someone mentioned I'm from Mexico and it's based on this bean or it's based on this spice and blah 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 blah. I studied Spanish at school. I am an authentic Spanish person. I am this. I am that. It's Spanish, so it's this. It's named after chipotle peppers, the kind that comes in adobo sauce. Adobo sauce. So common, you can find it in the Mexican aisle of any grocery store. Okay. They seem to. I don't know if they're native to. I'll look that up once I'm done.
You're not even going to be able to smell it because you've probably all bunged up with stuff. So you probably lost some of your smell. However, I've got.
That's.
There he is. Chocolate.
I'm not getting a chocolate off of it, but I am getting a spice. It reminds me of that weird, strange kind of canned tomato sauce spice that came off of a couple of different. Where were those ones from? I think it was the rare bird ones that I found were always like that. Chipotles are predominantly sourced from Mexico. There you go.
It's only a 355, and I'm pouring most of it on the table. It's not pouring very well. It's almost like it's got a weird lip. It hasn't. It's just the way it's pouring. It's a bit weird.
Try to tell me that my beer's all bunged up. Yours is splishing all over the place.
It is. This looks far better to pour.
It's got a lovely body on it. The head is telling me that it's a nice, thick brew. I'm into that.
That looks absolutely fabulous. It looks really nice. It looks like a Mackeson stout. It looks like a stout more than a porter, it has to be said, but that's a good thing. I love stouts. It's retaining its head, Ross, slowly disappearing.
Yes, slowly disappearing, but definitely drinkable.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All set. Ready for the spicy dark beer. Why not? Cheers.
Cheers. It's so smooth and thick.
Yes, but flavor?
Well, yes.
The spicy kind of, it's there.
I haven't got the spicy bit yet. I haven't got that yet. I've got a coffee chocolatey, a roasty coffee chocolatey.
Okay.
Hang on. Here it comes.
Mine sort of tastes like an empty cardboard box, but maybe you're right. I am stuffed up.
Here comes the spice.
Is my nose working?
It's very subtle.
It's extremely subtle, so I think these are kind of the calm down spices. I'm reading a bit more about it. A chipotle, chipotle pepper is in fact just a jalapeno pepper that's been dried.
Wow, you get to learn all kinds of stuff on this show.
Dehydrated jalapeno.
Ross, there's loads of flavor in this.
The distinctive flavor of a chipotle is its smokiness. Underneath the smoke and the heat, they're also a little bit sweet, so that's why it's a smoky chipotle. Because chipotle is basically a smoked pepper.
Rebecca.
You'd think I would have known that.
Rebecca. Please try this. I'm not surprised because you've got a cold. No, it's not spicy. It's really subtle. Let it go around your mouth. Wash it around your mouth before you swallow it.
This is the part that I love about the El Diablo. It tastes like the spice without being, I need to bite down on something overly spicy.
Okay. It's more like a stout to me. Thicker, smoother, richer, smoky. There is definitely a chocolatey, like a bitter, dark chocolate to it that I really need. Chipotle, if it's, I'm not really getting.
Here's what I question: can you define the flavor of the smoke? Because I think that the smokiness that we're getting, if you go a little deeper, it's a chipotle smoke, as opposed to just like a coffee, like a smoked coffee or any kind of roasty flavor like that.
Okay, I'll buy that. If it's true, it is definitely a. Funny enough, of course, the smokehouse one, where by default their brews are smoky, that one didn't, and we've established that there was probably something wrong with it. This one has the smokiness to it, so it is really you've nailed the like for like tonight, but I'm not really picking up on any. Hot spiciness.
Really?
It's just what? Smokiness that is coming through from a smoke habanero, did you say, or jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
Habanero? Jalapeno. There's nothing like, when I referenced earlier on about that, the El Diablo, was it called El Diablo? The
yep.
Good rogue one?
Yep. Espinazo okay. del Diablo is the.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that really blazed through. Toward the end of the can for me. Maybe, and I do recall, in fact, the further I got down the can, the more it was coating my mouth.
Mm.
Maybe the same is going to be of this as well. I don't know. There is a slight heat now.
It's getting there.
Tiny.
I don't feel like I've eaten anything hot. I don't get that burn like that. And honestly, the funny thing there is for a 7.2, I get no burn whatsoever. There's no kind of a, oh, okay, that's a very high alcohol, spicy kind of brew. But it's remarkably smooth for a 7.2 porter.
And thick and rich, yeah, and
creamy almost.
I really like it, as is the case with most thick, heavy, dense beers. You aren't going to have many of them. It's not a session ale for sure.
No,
this is a Christmassy ale. But what did it say? Did it say cozy? You will be left feeling cozy,
the finish is long and cozy. So I think they want you to draw this one out. I don't. Yeah, you don't quash this and slam it down and ask for another. You sit around and sip.
Right. Well, in that case, they've kind of nailed it, Ross.
Mm.
It's. I want to drink it because I love the taste. I really do like the taste of this. But I should not be slamming it down me, for sure. Well, I think they're right. This is definitely one where you sit by the fire, and it's like it's a port, or you're having a brandy at the end of the evening. This is definitely a sipping beer rather than like a dessert wine. Take your time with it and savor it. I think this
is a shame because that's exactly what was written on the can for the smokehouse porter. It said this is a sipping style brew. You need to sip away at this one. Don't chug our beer, you Neanderthal.
Well, we'll get another one and we'll give it a go and we'll do exactly what they suggest.
Yeah.
I would do exactly that with that Meander River. That's probably why it's a. They only do the 355 cans, don't they? Regardless of the style of beer, I picked up half a dozen of them, different ones, and they were all in 355s. Apart from their big old 650 or were they 650s or even 750s? Belgian doubles and triples that they had
the
there,
in the big bottle. Yeah, I think I see.
Yeah, I didn't get those this time around. Next time. Most definitely.
Well, it says the smoky chipotle is in a. It says 500 mils in a bottle, but you got them in the little cans here. So you can get them in the big bottles, but you also get them in the small cans.
They were only in the small cans.
We've also got the honey brown. Oh, there's a kettle sour. Oh, the wife will be excited about that. What else have we got in the.
You're going for a drive, aren't you? You've got the way I sold their premise earlier on. Their premises, honestly, I'm going to send you a couple of the photographs. And bathed in sunshine as it was a couple of months ago, when it's up to 3 months ago. It was a glorious day, and it was in its absolute finest and just wonderful. What a place to see! You've got to go for a drive, and nearby there is little sort of rivers and waterfalls and things. So can fun day out.
So make a full day of it, is what you're saying. Yeah, it's you brought us this one, the Smoky Chipotle, and the Honey Brown, the Ashdale Honey Brown, and the Barn Swallow Belgian Ale are the three that you brought back for us.
I only brought three.
I've only got three.
Oh, maybe I drank all the rest on the way home.
That sounds like a purely responsible thing to do, so yes, I'm sure that was it.
Yeah. I only brought three. Okay, I'm disappointed with myself.
It does say it builds with every sip. How are you getting near the bottom of yours?
I thought I was going to. I can. There is something. It's very, very subtle. Mm. If there is a heat, it's very, very subtle. It's certainly all over my mouth, Ross, but that's just the flavor and the smokiness. And so that's probably what it is. It's coating my mouth. But there's no heat to it.
No.
If there is, it's very, very, very subtle.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting any heat either myself. I like it. I still like it. A bronze for the most experimental beer feels a little. I don't want to say it seems boring, but it's one flavor. You know, is it? A smoked pepper. Boom. This is smoked pepper beer. I was like, well, why didn't you mix it like a smoked pepper with raspberry? It was, woo, really, you know, zip with the... I'm not a beer judge. I don't know anything. But for experimental, this is extremely drinkable. Easy to get down.
But not too much of it. Not too much of it.
I wouldn't be giving this any bronze medals. I don't know about you, but like, where do you go for if you're judging the experimental portion of a beer?
What you're saying, of course, is it needs to be something really bang. It needs to be. I don't know what that was, but it needs to be quite like wow. It's going to have to be a wow factor to make it an award winner.
Maybe,
right?
Yeah.
And this is kind of like just a really nice beer. If you're going to give it some, an experimental one wants to have something really unusual, like a doner kebab beer, for instance.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't work for you, it was something outside the box.
Well, that shouldn't have won bronze either because it was gross. But
I understand that. But I was using that as an example. But I mean, how many other beers? Then how many other breweries would have said we're going to give a smoky chipotle to our beer? So therefore, it might have been this might be completely unique. Oh, look at you! You better love
well, the oyster stout from Sober Island. Is that an experimental beer? Just because they said we've made beer, we're gonna put something in it. What that? And you just pick something hanging around nearby.
Is that not a well trodden path? An oyster stout, I believe it is.
Fish shells? Really?
It doesn't sound like a particularly experimental style of beer, an oyster stout. It's quite a well-trodden path, I believe. But I've never had a smoky chipotle beer before. So,
you,
I don't know. It's classy.
You are quite right. And again, this comes down to... I'm spouting a lot of complaint, but it is fully rooted in ignorance because I have never been to a beer competition. I have never judged a beer competition. This is just me tasting what I taste around here. And so maybe the interesting and crazy stuff isn't obviously coming to my doorstep because I'm not holding the beer competition and saying, bring me your experiments, and have someone coming up with this is a frothing...
Your Dr. Frankenstein beer.
Yeah! I want one that tastes like, you know, wood pallets and shoe leather or something like that. Give me something that... Can you imagine a flavor of something that is like a welcome smell, you know? Like grass clippings, you know, a freshly mowed lawn, a brand new baseball glove. If you could package and market that in there. If you could have beer that tastes like these amazing smells... There's an experiment for you. Make barbecue sauce flavored beer. Let's get all the right spices in there. A very sweet molasses beer.
When they did that weird thing with pine cones, pine sol 3 years ago for Christmas time, we hated it. And yet we said, this is so cool because we're never going to drink this again. It's awful. But they said it smells and tastes like pine, and it totally did, and it was really bad. But at the same time, it was almost like a cult beer, if I could use that term, that it was like, there was something about it that you couldn't help but applaud and just kind of pat them on the back and saying, well done for trying that and presenting that to me, even though we hated it. There was something just so freakishly cool about it, which is what you can't say that about this. I just find it's really delicious. It's not wowing me with its craziness, but it's really good.
It was probably a challenge to work with smoky chipotles, but. And it is in there. The flavor is in there. But I was just kind of expecting... For the words experimental and having smoky and chipotle on, I was sort of, okay, is this going to be this incredible flavor and then have a bit of a beer behind it?
I just had a mouthful of the Punch Hill Port.
Oh, dear. I'm trying very hard not to.
I really want to give this a second go. I don't know what to say about it. apart from what I've already said about it, so I'm not going to say anymore. It's a no contest. I love the Smoky Chipotle. I would buy a case of these and sip them very slowly at Christmas time. It's a 9 out of 10 for me, mate.
It is quite good. I don't think I'll go that high. I don't know what's going on with me, but and also, yeah, take my judging with a grain of salt because I am getting sicker by the moment, second, quickly. Inches from bedriddenness.
Well, we will call it an end to proceedings fairly shortly, I'm sure. And I'll speak to you on the other side because I want to talk to you about our racking tomorrow. Of your beer.
Stuff.
Put it in the second fermentation, and we'll have a chat.
Let's see how
briefly
that goes.
Before you go to bed, get tucked in.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give this a big heave ho. Right. I'm out of here. Good night.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, a short episode tonight because we weren't able to. Well, I certainly wasn't able to enjoy and sip and delight in that. But also, I keep sneezing and coughing, and it's probably not very good for. It doesn't make for good radio. These noises. But yeah, as he makes more of them to make for great radio. It's all right. No one's listening anyway. But do join us again. We're here usually on Wednesdays. But. Unless I miss my guess, we are, next week is yet another different set of extenuating circumstances where next week, I believe, we are trying to meet, that next week we're meeting with, who are we meeting with? Cameron. Of the CBANS, of C-Bands, but it could be wrong. Stay tuned, but we're going to try to meet. We've got an appointment to talk to Cameron of C-Bands, the Craft Brew Association of Nova Scotia, about everything that they do, because honestly, we have questions. We don't know what they do. So check out the podcast at all podcasty places. We are Drinking Nova Scotia Dry across the board. YouTube.com/@DrinkNSDry. We're also on Instagram and on TikTok. If you want to go straight to the source, it's drinkns.unsupervised.beer hosted over there. And there's lots of excerpts and the podcast goes up pretty quick. So see you next week. All right, I don't know the exact time.